Welcome to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Craig Blumenschein. Traumatic childhood experiences can have an impact on health, and for women, that can subsequently affect their children, and that has implications for future generations. Joining us to discuss a recent report from ND Compass are Nancy Hoder, Director of the Center for Social Research at NDSU, and Karen Olson is a research specialist with the Center for Social Research and provides support for the PRAMS project and North Dakota Compass. Dr. Hoder, welcome to Main Street.
Thank you for having us.
And Karen, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with some definitions here. What is North Dakota Compass?
Well, North Dakota Compass is a project that's housed in the Center for Social Research. And what we've done with North Dakota Compass is we use that as a platform for disseminating all sorts of different kinds of demographic information. We also use it as a platform to report findings from projects that we do at the Center for Social Research. And the PRAMS points and the PRAMS survey is one of those projects at the Center for Social Research. So the PRAMS project is a survey of new moms that takes a look and asks them about their perceptions, their experiences before, during, and after pregnancy. And we gather up that information as in conjunction with the North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services. So we take this survey data, and then we're able to analyze that data and report that data with the ultimate goal of the Department of Health, policymakers, leaders, public health officials, using that data and information to try and improve the health and well-being of infants and mothers in North Dakota. Again, the ultimate goal is to try and use this data and information, reduce infant mortality, and again, just to overall improve and make sure the health and well-being of children and mothers in North Dakota is the best it can be.
So perhaps we should define that. Is it pregnancy risk assessment, essentially?
I think the actual acronym, I always have to stop and think about it, Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring Survey. And so it's a survey of new moms in North Dakota.
Karen, how did you define traumatic childhood experiences relative to what you were studying?
Sure. So a couple different things. There's trauma, and there's adverse childhood experiences, and then there's something called toxic stress. So if we start with trauma, it refers to an experience or serious adversity. Or the emotional or psychological response to that experience. And experiences that can lead to trauma, especially those that occur during childhood, are referred to as adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs for short. And there's a lot of research out there that associates these adverse experiences in childhood with long-term negative outcomes.
And these are things like physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and I'm sure the list is longer than we maybe care to think about.
Right. So the research, which began in the mid-90s, has typically focused around 10 or so indicators, and they do include child neglect, experiencing or witnessing violence, and growing up in a household where there's substance use, mental health issues, or instability associated with parental separation or incarceration. And what we know from this research that's been going on for decades, it repeatedly shows that a couple of things. One is that ACEs are quite common. Most adults have experienced at least one of these adverse experiences in childhood. But we know that one single event doesn't necessarily lead to long-term negative health outcomes. But what the research does show is that there is a powerful, persistent correlation between the more ACEs one experiences and the greater chance of poor outcomes later in life. And to help explain how that happens is where this toxic stress comes in. So we know there's a correlation between early adversity and poor outcomes later in life. And toxic stress explains how these ACEs trigger biological responses that lead to these negative health outcomes. So we all have biological response systems to stress, right? So there's the stress response systems, immune systems, cardiovascular system, and experiencing ACEs over time triggers all of these interacting systems. And as a child whose brain is still developing, who experiences multiple ACEs, especially without that supportive caregiver in their life to help buffer and add some protection, these experiences can trigger an excessive and long-lasting stress response, which can have a wear and tear effect on the body, kind of like revving a car engine repeatedly for days or weeks at a time.
So what was the methodology of this study? How do you actually get the data that is local to us here in North Dakota? These are difficult topics to talk about, yet you conduct a survey. How does that work?
Right. So the PRAM survey that Nancy mentioned goes out to women who have just given birth in North Dakota. And it asks things like prenatal care, if they received it, and if so, what did they talk to their doctor about? If they took medications, if they breastfed, and did they get information about how to breastfeed, and how long they stayed in the hospital, and medications they took. And one of the segments in this survey is a set of 10 questions that asks them specifically about a time when they were less than 18 years old, and if they experienced any of these things that we talked about, neglect or abuse, if they witnessed violence, or if there was some instability in the home. And so we have these data now for 5 years. So we've been doing PRAM since 2017. So we have 2017 through 2021 data, 5 years of data that we are able to analyze and look specifically now at these women giving birth and whether or not they had these multiple experiences, and we can then look at whether or not they correlate with maternal health outcomes that we also ask about in the survey.
Do we know how this data is trending?
I guess one thing before we get to the trending piece, I would say the one thing that's most impressive about this is that this is a very robust and data set that is specific to North Dakota, as opposed to other national data sets. So we have very high degree of confidence in the findings that we get from this survey. I guess in terms of trending, I think overall what we've seen in the last 5 years is there hasn't been a lot of change. It's been pretty consistent in the findings so far. So we really don't see a distinct trend going up or down. The findings have been pretty consistent over that five-year time period.
So how now are you presenting this data? I'm looking at a website that has some very solid data visualizations about the results of your research. What do you do with the data once it's compiled?
Well, one of the things we're doing, it's what we're doing right now, is having a conversation about this and making sure that people know that this data and information is out there. That's why we create the data visualizations on North Dakota Compass, to make this data and information easily and readily accessible to a wide variety of users, from public health officials to public policymakers to state health officials to those that can take a look at this data and information and use it to craft programs, policies, various different things to try and mitigate the impacts of ACEs, and hopefully someday get to a point where I don't know if we'd like to think that they would never happen in the first place, but at least we know if there's programs, policies, things in place to help try and mitigate that, we can hopefully try and get to a point where these long-term poor health outcomes are reduced. There's less of them.
And for this particular research, we had a couple of different avenues for releasing the findings. We put together an article. So every month, North Dakota Compass has an Ask a Researcher article. And this month, we're highlighting the adverse experiences of women in North Dakota. And so we have an article on Compass that highlights what we found. We also compiled the data into what you refer to as a visualization. And so users can interact and engage with the data and look specifically from year to year. They can look at the 5 years together, which is it's a more robust look if we combine the years, and look at those maternal characteristics as well as maternal health outcomes associated with adverse experiences. And there's four other additional dashboards online featuring PRAM's data, looking at diabetes, oral health care, as well as safe sleep practices for babies.
I want to talk about the data visualizations that we see relative to demographics. On the face of it, what I think we've learned is not too surprising. Can you go into more details about the demographics relative to three or more negative experiences that women may have that may then affect their children and future generations?
Yes. So we focus specifically on those women experiencing three or more, because we know the more ACEs we have, the more likely of the more likely for negative health outcomes. So what we found is that mothers giving birth in North Dakota who were most likely to have multiple ACEs included those who were younger, typically teenagers, unmarried, indigenous, as well as those who had little education, lower household incomes, and lived in rural areas as opposed to urban.
We're enjoying our conversation with Dr. Nancy Hoder, the Center for Social Research at North Dakota State University. She has over 25 years of professional experience in applied research, public policy, and outreach education, and also with Karen Olson, who is a research specialist with the Center for Social Research and provides support for the PRAMS project and for North Dakota Compass. For people that have experienced this in their lives, how do you then hope that this is used by policymakers? I know that it's not up to you to answer that question, but how do you then hope that policymakers take a look at this data and are able to glean something useful from it?
Well, I think that's one of our key jobs as researchers at the Center for Social Research at NDSU. Our job is to take good, solid data and information, analyze it, and make it available for people to use to determine what the needs are, what the programs can be, what can be done to try and mitigate poor outcomes as a result of these things. Again, exactly how and what those programs and policies look like, we have to leave that to the public health officials, and because they're the ones that know how to do that. We're the ones that know how to, let's take all of this data and information and the research, and let's put it together in a way that's usable, that's specific to North Dakota, that's valid, that's reliable, and accurate. So our job is to tee it up and say, here's what the issues are. Here's what the research says. And like I said, by teeing it up to then kick that to the public health officials and the policymakers to determine how to go forward to hopefully try and mitigate, again, all with the ultimate goal of improving the health and well-being of mothers and infants in North Dakota. And again, that's why we work very closely with and in conjunction with the North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services. This is a joint project with the department.
Do we know what this data says about North Dakota compared to the nation? Do we take a look at that? Do we have an understanding about that?
Unfortunately, not all states participate in the PRAMS survey work. So we don't have a really good understanding of how North Dakota compares nationally with this data set. There are other data sets out there that suggest that in the general population, the majority do have more than one ACE. I believe there's one data set that talks about a third of pregnant women have three or more ACEs. But again, it's very difficult to make a direct comparison with that.
You've talked about historical research that was maybe the premise for your current research. If you look back towards the initial research, I think we've read about is in the 1990s. Are things changing on what we are learning about how these adverse interactions prior to pregnancy are now impacting public health?
I would say it's just continuing to confirm and reaffirm what we already know. I think what we've found over the past 5 years with our data is that there hasn't been significant change from year to year since 2017. But as we continue to collect and develop a stronger, more robust data set, we'll have more data and have a better understanding how things are changing over time. We have 2017 through 2021 data currently available that was included in this analysis. The 2022 is currently being cleaned and being ready for analysis, and we're in the 2023, of course, collection phase now.
You studied the difference between urban and rural North Dakotans, and the results were, surprisingly to me, maybe kind of similar. Do you agree with that?
Very similar, slightly more likely in rural areas than urban, and that probably has to do with access to care. But the response wasn't a significant response, statistically speaking.
The other thing that was interesting to me is how depression prior to pregnancy was a big indicator relative to what you learned about these adverse outcomes.
When we looked at the actual maternal health outcomes associated with adverse experiences as children, North Dakota women giving birth who experienced three or more were at greater risk for unintended pregnancy, meaning they wanted to be pregnant later or not at all, greater risk for depression, both before, during, as well as after pregnancy, and they were also more likely to be physically abused before and during pregnancy.
What's next to study? What are we looking at from here on out?
Well, we'll continue to get the data collection for PRAMS is ongoing, and this is we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to update these reports annually as new data comes in. The dashboard, the PRAMS point on ACEs, will update that. We'll continue to report that. We'll continue to analyze different pieces from the PRAMS survey. And we're going to just build a whole library of PRAMS points that highlights various different findings from this robust survey that we have. I guess in terms of going forward, we have a whole host of other research projects that we do at the Center for Social Research at North Dakota State University. And as we have findings from those various projects, we'll use North Dakota Compass as a platform to disseminate those research findings as well.
I'm curious, does the survey change over time? And my thinking is that, okay, social media wasn't a thing maybe as much a decade ago. It sure is now and might impact the mental health of some of the women that you are studying. Does the survey change or does it stay fairly static?
There's a core set of questions that do remain static, but as you say, things change. And so, for example, when COVID hit, we added a COVID supplement. There was, I believe, ACEs. Questions were not original to the survey. That was a separate component that was added. And so it is continually evolving to meet the needs and the environment that we live in.
You mentioned earlier that all states are not doing this. Are there states that are really doing this very well as North Dakota among that group, or are there more things to do relative to understanding the causes of these ACE incidents?
Yes, I think the results are very clear in North Dakota as well as other states. And at an individual level, for those who have experienced adverse childhood experiences, there are a range of responses that can help, including therapeutic sessions with a mental health professional. But I think the ideal approach is really to prevent the need for those responses by reducing those sources of stress in people's lives. One of the findings from our analysis is that nearly all women giving birth in North Dakota over the last 5 years received on-time prenatal care, regardless of the number of ACEs. So healthcare professionals have a great opportunity to address ACEs and reduce their impact by administering screenings, ACE screenings, before, during, and after pregnancy to really help ensure that mothers receive the appropriate care, support, and assistance necessary.
Anything else you'd like to discuss?
Well, I would say that there's a couple of things that I think in terms of general outcomes associated with this work is that while the risk for adverse experiences is greater for certain individuals, they do affect people at all income and social levels and can have a serious costly impact across the lifespan affecting future generations. No one who has experienced significant adversity, however, is irreparably damaged. And but we need to acknowledge the trauma and its effect on people's lives. So by reducing those sources of stress and supporting strong, positive child-adult relationships, strengthening those core life skills that we all need to adapt and thrive, we can prevent and counteract lasting harm.
The silver lining in the research.
Yes.
Dr. Nancy Hoder is the Center for Social Research Director at North Dakota State University, and Karen Olson is a research specialist with the Center for Social Research and provides support for the PRAMS project and North Dakota Compass. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on Main Street.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.